The year is 2062. The streets of Washington, D.C. are teeming with self-driving cars. In fact, most places have outlawed human driving for being far too dangerous. Even the president's motorcade is now just a fleet of autonomous vehicles.
Today, the president is on her way to the Capitol building, just a short distance from the White House. As her self-driving limousine crosses Pennsylvania Avenue, she sits in the back seat, looking over her speech.
But suddenly, the car makes a sharp turn in the opposite direction and speeds up.
No matter what she does, the president can't make the vehicle stop. Cars are no longer equipped with steering wheels or brake pedals. Even traffic lights are gone. Instead, they have sensors that detect when they should slow down or stop.
The president tries to call for help, but it's no use. The vehicle's communication system is down as well.
And that's when she realizes the presidential limousine has been hacked. The leader of the free world now sits hostage in the back seat of her autonomous vehicle, and there's no telling where she'll end up.
The fate of the president and her country hangs in the balance.
For better or worse, automation will become a bigger part of our lives. Robots, like driverless cars, will inevitably handle mundane tasks so we can enjoy our time how we please.
Automation could make our lives a whole lot easier, or it could make our worst nightmares come true. We may be headed for a world where humans are obsolete and helpless. The question is, what can we do to change our fate? Welcome to Conspiracy Theories, a Spotify original from Parcast. Every Monday and Wednesday, we dig into the complicated stories behind the world's most controversial events and search for the truth. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Molly Brandenburg.
And neither of us are conspiracy theorists.
But we are open-minded, skeptical, and curious. Don't get us wrong. Sometimes the official version is the truth.
But sometimes it's not.
You can find episodes of Conspiracy Theories and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify.
Over the course of four episodes, we're taking you through some of the most controversial technologies in development today and the ways they could destroy or revolutionize humanity.
We'll be examining both the pros and cons of what might be possible. From transhumanism to automation, artificiality, and the metaverse, we'll ask questions like, will mind uploading allow us to live forever? Or will sharing our most intimate thoughts make us vulnerable to sophisticated hacks?
Can bioengineering our children eradicate deadly conditions? Or will it create more of a divide between the classes?
And will artificial intelligence lead to a world without manual labor? Or will the rise of AI mean the downfall of our species?
Today, we're taking a look at automation and examining how it will impact our daily lives. From driverless cars to chatbot therapists, we'll see how machines are taking over more human tasks. Then we'll explore what happens if, and when, the day comes when there's no jobs left for humans to do. The robots and algorithms that took care of our dirty work could one day rule the world.
The future may still be hypothetical, but that means we still have time to dictate the outcome.
We have all that and more coming up. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, chances are you're streaming it from either a car, computer, or smartphone, which were all assembled using a technology called automation. Decades ago, these gadgets would have been made by workers on an assembly line. But today, most products, from refrigerators to hearing aids, are built exclusively by machines.
It's a trend that's been picking up steam since the 20th century, when auto companies began using robots to manufacture cars. One of the early adopters was Honda, which used driverless forklifts to move sheet metal around factory floors.
Even in 1983, the autonomous vehicle could do the same things as a human-driven forklift. Only the self-driving truck worked faster. Plus, robots didn't need benefits or time off, and they never threatened to unionize.
By giving those tasks to robots, Honda also spared workers from the hazards of factory life, like having to dodge sparks or inhale chemicals. It made the work less dangerous overall, but it meant some people had to worry about finding new jobs.
Other machines mastered rote tasks, like applying paint on a car. If a position didn't require creativity or critical thinking, a robot could probably handle the work. As a result, many entry-level jobs disappeared, and we're not just talking about car manufacturers.
You might have noticed this happening at your local supermarket, where some cashiers have been replaced with self-checkout machines. In 2021 alone, a record 175,000 units were shipped worldwide to grocery stores and retail chains.
In fact, one supermarket in Seattle now has zero human cashiers. To enter Amazon's Go Grocery Store, shoppers scan the QR code in their Amazon app or insert a credit card. Once inside, cameras and sensors detect when customers take an item off the shelf. Once they're ready to go, they simply walk out of the store and find a digital receipt in their email.
The chief economist at Google, Hal Varian, doesn't see this type of automation as a job killer. From his perspective, fewer cashier openings means more time for education and higher-paying jobs down the line.
He also believes that automating chores allows people to focus on more fulfilling things. Varian said, "How unhappy are you that your dishwasher has replaced washing dishes by hand? My guess is this job displacement has been very welcome."
But recently, there's a new form of automation joining the workforce. It's called artificial intelligence. And it's not just threatening entry-level positions. It's taking over white-collar jobs, too.
AI can do tasks that typically require human intelligence, like problem-solving or speech recognition. In the last few years, it's been performing tasks traditionally entrusted to doctors and lawyers. When it comes to reviewing contracts and diagnosing diseases, the software has proven to be faster and more accurate than humans.
A 2018 study pitted 20 corporate attorneys against a software called Law Geeks. They were tasked with reviewing non-disclosure agreements for any legal issues. The human attorneys only identified 85% of the document's errors, and they took about an hour and a half to complete the task. By contrast, LawGeeks achieved 94% accuracy and finished proofing the NDAs in mere seconds.
AI, like LawGeeks, is good at recognizing patterns and identifying problems. That's why hospitals and labs have used machines to diagnose patients for some time now. AI interprets things like blood tests and skin biopsies, then highlights when something is wrong, just like a doctor would.
And machines tend to make fewer mistakes, In 2018, American researchers created an algorithm that identified malignant tumors on CT scans. Compared to a human radiologist, the algorithm's error rate was 20 times lower.
However, some futurists, like Izzy Beach, believe there will always be occupations that only humans can do. They claim robots aren't capable of creativity or compassion, which are essential for jobs like songwriting or caretaking. A robot may be able to analyze x-rays, but asking it to empathize with someone's pain, well, that requires a heart.
True as that may be now, it's starting to change. In 2020, a new software called DALL-E 2 narrowed the gap between artificial intelligence and human intelligence. The program is good at automating creative tasks like writing and drawing. In fact, it was so good, people couldn't tell it was generated by a computer.
While humans need years to study and practice their craft, software is able to expedite that process. A program called GPT-3 has already read thousands of books, social media posts, blogs, and all of Wikipedia. In total, the AI has consumed about a trillion words. GPT-3 has since penned its own poetry and short films. In the future, we'll likely be reading books written by the software.
Computer programmer McKay Wrigley asked GPT-3 to write a paragraph about creativity using the voice of psychologist Scott Barry Kaufman. Here's a sample of what the software wrote. In many ways, I think if you want to be creative, you have to go for it. If you want to be a writer, you have to write. If you want to be a musician, you have to create music. The more you create, the more likely it is that you'll stumble onto some interesting stuff.
The real Scott Barry Kaufman was blown away by GPT-3's writing. He tweeted, quote, "Crazy accurate AI. It definitely sounds like something I would say."
When it comes to the visual arts, DALL-E 2 can generate images on command. You can type in the words, teddy bears, shopping for groceries in ancient Egypt, and DALL-E 2 will instantly draw it up. You can even specify the style of art you want, ranging from a pencil drawing to a photo that looks like it was taken by a 70mm Nikon camera. The tech truly gives artists a run for their money.
In recent years, AI has shown it can emulate more than just our creativity. It can simulate our hearts by showing compassion. New robots and algorithms are now connecting with people the same way a caretaker or therapist would.
During the pandemic, telehealth sessions replaced many in-person doctor's appointments. But patients aren't just receiving therapy through their computers. In some cases, they're actually getting counseling from computers themselves.
In 2017, researchers at Stanford University created a chatbot therapist called Wobot. It's gone on to help tens of thousands of patients, including 24-year-old Eli Spector.
In an interview with the New York Times, Spector said that after college, he didn't enjoy his job and struggled to connect with his coworkers. When his anxiety resulted in poor sleep, moodiness, and dark thoughts, he sought help.
But Spector was hesitant to speak with a therapist. He felt uncomfortable opening up to a stranger and the possibility of being judged.
Plus, Spector's work hours made it difficult to schedule sessions. Even if he could find a professional with the availability to see him, he wasn't sure he could afford therapy, which ranged from $100 to $200 per hour.
In comparison, Wobot was available anytime, and it was free. All he had to do was text it. So, Spector opened up to the AI. He wrote to it about his work and used Wobot's other features to journal and track his mood.
The software is still in its early stages, and some of its buggy features drove Spector to ultimately consult a human therapist. But he told the New York Times he was still glad he tried Wobot. Spector found that typing out his problems was a helpful practice that made him more aware and able to emotionally self-soothe.
Other Wobot users felt similarly. Peer-reviewed studies found the AI significantly drove down users' symptoms of depression and anxiety.
Seniors are now enjoying a similar kind of tech. At the Knollwood Military Retirement Community in Washington, D.C., residents gushed to Time magazine about their on-site robot, Stevie.
Researchers expected the seniors to consult Stevie for manual tasks, like food delivery. But after meeting the robot, residents wanted it to stay and talk to them. They said Stevie made them laugh.
The robot could ask and respond to common questions like, "How are you?" and "Where are you from?" Stevie also cracked corny jokes.
In the afternoons, Stevie joined the residents in playing bingo, calling out the numbers as they were drawn. He was even the star of karaoke night, dancing to classics like YMCA.
In many ways, these robots and algorithms have made our lives more convenient. But others suggest they might be too helpful for our own good. Some leaders, including former President Barack Obama, worry there's a real threat in automation. Here's a clip from his 2017 farewell address to the nation.
But the next wave of economic dislocations won't come from overseas. It will come from the relentless pace of automation that makes a lot of good middle-class jobs obsolete.
Eventually, economist Daniel Susskind predicts there won't be enough work for everyone seeking employment.
So, will this jobless future be a utopia where we can enjoy more leisure time together?
Or will automation turn our world into a dystopian society plagued with mass poverty and loneliness?
Coming up, the perils of automation going unchecked. They say time heals all wounds, but sometimes time can do anything but. Welcome to Cold Cases, the new Spotify original from Parcast. I'm Carter Roy. Every Monday, join me as I revisit the clues and miscues of some of the most elusive criminal cases in history. From burglary and arson to kidnappings and murder, each episode of Cold Cases explores the many types of crime, the many ways they remain unsolved, and how long it takes to find the answers, if ever. Will justice be served? Only time will tell. Follow Cold Cases free and only on Spotify.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Now back to the story.
In 2016, the New York Times wrote about Sherry Johnson, a blue-collar worker who'd been replaced by automation at multiple jobs. First, she was laid off at a local newspaper where she fed paper into printing machines. Then, her factory job of tracking inventory was phased out by robots.
Exasperated, Johnson wondered how she was supposed to make a living. She tried to take a computer class at Goodwill, but felt unsavvy compared to younger job applicants who were more proficient with computers. Ultimately, she settled in Tennessee and depended on disability payments to get by.
According to the McKinsey Global Institute, robots and algorithms will dominate the labor market in the next few decades. And if we don't take steps now to prepare for a world without work, some experts believe we're headed for a scary future.
Researchers at Northwestern University predicted in a 2018 study that some suburban areas will become ghost towns. People in rural areas, which are often hubs for manual industries like agriculture and ranching, will begin flocking to the nearest city with more opportunities. As of 2020, 56% of the world lived in cities. By 2050, the UN forecasts 75% of the global population will reside in urban areas.
But that might not be so easy. There's already a global housing shortage, making it difficult for city dwellers to afford a home. The White House recently said the pace of home construction in America has not matched population growth for the last 40 years and counting. And the World Economic Forum estimated about 880 million people live in slums, a number that's grown in the last two decades. Simply put, if people continue migrating to cities, there won't be enough places for them to live.
And there certainly won't be enough places to work, which means income inequality could reach new heights.
People desperate for a job will accept less pay, which could mean pushing wages down across the board. In his book, A World Without Work, economist Daniel Susskind predicts even full-time salaried employees may live in poverty.
Recent studies have already proved automation causes job displacement and dips in salary. Although robots and algorithms have helped businesses make more money, most of that cash has gone into the pockets of executives, not the average worker.
In the 1960s, the CEOs of America's largest corporations earned 28 times more than the average worker. By 2000, those executives made 376 times more than their subordinates. That's an astronomical increase.
Income inequality might be particularly bad in the U.S., but it's grown worldwide since the 1980s. Even in countries like Finland, Norway, and Sweden, nations famed for their social welfare programs, more wealth is going to the 1% than ever before.
Some countries will be hit harder than others. For example, Western Slovakia's economy relies heavily on manufacturing cars and electronics, a sector steadily overtaken by robots. But in the Oslo and Akershus regions of Norway, workers are considered 9 times safer from losing their jobs. Unlike Western Slovakia, the Norwegian cities rely on highly skilled positions that are harder to automate.
Susskind believes people who lose their jobs because of automation may be too discouraged to find another position. They may stop looking for work altogether and rely on the government for support.
This may affect individuals beyond just losing a paycheck. They might feel they're missing a sense of purpose and passion once associated with work.
For her book, Crunch Time: How Married Couples Confront Unemployment, author Aliyah Hamid Rao spoke to an anonymous man who we'll call Tim. He'd lost his marketing job 10 months prior, and while Tim's unemployment had hurt his family's finances, he felt the biggest impact was on his self-worth.
The average person spends about a third of their life at work. For Tim, losing his job felt like losing his identity, and it made him question his social status. Afterwards, Tim struggled to connect with people, worrying they'd judge him for being unemployed.
Individuals are, of course, defined by more than just their careers, but having a job is proven to boost people's self-esteem. According to the American Psychological Association, unemployed people tend to suffer greater anxiety and depression and are about 2.5 times more likely to die by suicide.
Social psychologist Marie Yehuda discovered how damaging unemployment can be when an entire community loses their jobs. In the 1930s, Yehuda studied the Austrian village of Marienthal. After the Great Depression, about 75% of Marienthal's families were out of work.
Yehuda found mass unemployment made residents more apathetic. After the Depression, villagers checked out fewer library books, withdrew from their political parties, and stopped attending cultural events. Even the local athletic club's membership dipped by 52%.
More townspeople accused their neighbors of violating local laws. Authorities received 3 times as many complaints, but the actual number of people found guilty stayed about the same. Crime hadn't actually gone up. Residents had just become more untrusting of one another.
Researchers even noticed a physical change in Marienthal's residents. The unemployed men walked slower and stopped more frequently than they did before. Without work, these men quite literally lacked a sense of direction.
Yehuda's study displays the sense of order that work brings to a society. Without jobs, communities can lack structure. And in the future, these local issues could have global consequences.
According to both Professor Yotam Margalit and psychologist William James, people living in unstable countries are more accepting of radical movements. War unites people under a common threat, and in some cases, makes them feel a sense of purpose.
While automation could bring war to our doorstep, it could also be what we're using to fight it. In the decades to come, automated weapons could make conflicts even deadlier.
In 2021, the United Nations met to discuss a topic you'd only expect to hear in sci-fi films: killer robots and the dangers they pose. We're talking machines that can identify enemy fighters and fire away without any human intervention.
In the past, soldiers were the ones to pull the trigger. But thanks to artificial intelligence, killer robots now had a mind of their own. In 2020, autonomous drones made their wartime debut when Libyan authorities released them on rebel forces during the country's second civil war.
Even before the UN met to discuss killer robots, Human Rights Watch and Harvard Law School's International Human Rights Clinic released a paper that said, quote, "Robots lack the compassion, empathy, mercy, and judgment necessary to treat humans humanely, and they cannot understand the inherent worth of human life."
The organizations called for an international agreement outlawing autonomous weapons. Some countries, like Austria, advocated for the ban, but major powers, including the United States, rejected the proposal.
The U.S. military has spent billions on developing autonomous weapons. American delegates claimed the devices were more precise than humans were at striking targets. They also argued automated technology could decrease the number of civilian casualties.
By the end of the UN meetup, the nations couldn't reach a consensus on autonomous weapons. Because of that, futurist Franz Stefan Gotti predicts an intense arms race is on the horizon, one where countries compete to make the deadliest drones.
And the people who design those machines will be the ones who determine how they're weaponized. Because while robots and algorithms aren't inherently prejudiced, they do reflect the biases of their programmers.
A 2019 study by the Georgia Institute of Technology found self-driving cars were more likely to hit darker-skinned pedestrians than white ones. Even when researchers ran the simulation with better visibility, darker-skinned people were still at greater risk.
Scientists attributed the flaw to inherent biases in the programmers themselves. Researchers trained the cars to stop by uploading images of pedestrians to the vehicle's detection system, but they didn't adequately train the system to recognize darker-skinned people.
On the other hand, AI can be harmful if it's loaded with too much information.
Currently, there's a software called Compass, which uses AI to analyze a criminal's background. Then, it predicts how likely they are to commit another crime in the future. But a ProPublica investigation found the software was often inaccurate and racially biased.
When ProPublica analyzed Compass's recommendations, its predictions were accurate only 20% of the time. The algorithm proved to be especially wrong in evaluating Black people. Compass was 2.5 times more likely to falsely flag Black defendants as future criminals.
Even more terrifying, Compass evaluations are shared with judges in certain states to inform their sentencing. After seeing a criminal's risk score, one Wisconsin judge overruled a plea deal agreed on by the prosecution and defense. Then, they instituted a harsher sentence.
Researcher Max Tegmark predicts defendants will eventually be tried exclusively before robo-judges, and machines may have the final say in determining someone's fate based on algorithms and predictions alone.
Clearly, this possibility is unsettling, especially because it leaves the interpretation of important nuances to software and algorithms. But we have the power to change that. As we said, humans are the ones designing automated devices. When it comes to driverless cars and robo-judges, we have the power to make AI serve as a tool rather than a weapon. And if we act now, we can make sure there are safety nets in place.
The future of automation doesn't have to be bleak. It could open the world up to boundless opportunity.
Coming up, how we can create an automated utopia.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
Now, back to the story.
In June 2020, pro golfer Nick Watney monitored his health using his Whoop Band, a wearable fitness tracker, on his wrist. Even though he was sleeping well, his wristband detected his respiratory rate was much higher than usual.
Because his wristband used artificial intelligence, it recognized a striking pattern. Many Whoop users were reporting the same symptoms as Watney, then testing positive for COVID. Although Watney felt fine, Whoop's findings convinced the golfer to get tested.
Sure enough, his result came back positive, sending Watney into quarantine. If it wasn't for his AI device, he likely would have played in a tournament and exposed his fellow golfers to the virus.
AI fitness trackers, like Whoop, are changing how we receive healthcare. These gadgets have allowed doctors to monitor their patients remotely and diagnose them more accurately.
In the event a patient needs medicine, their local pharmacy may soon dispatch a drone to deliver pills to their doorstep. Believe it or not, Walmart is already testing drones to deliver some over-the-counter products in North Arkansas.
In 2022, two healthcare companies announced they'd also be using drones to deliver medications, primarily to customers in Charlotte, North Carolina. While pharmacies traditionally take hours or days to drop off pills, drones are now delivering them within 30 minutes.
Machines can even help elderly patients battle illnesses that still don't have a cure, like dementia. A 4-foot-tall robot named Pepper has been cruising through nursing homes in Minnesota, helping seniors remember their past.
It can ask a user if they'd like to relive any of their memories, like their wedding. Then Pepper would say something like, "Remember the day you got married? It's been 52 years. It was the summer of 1970, and the weather was great. The ceremony was beautiful, and the food was amazing." Meanwhile, the robot displays uploaded videos or images from the patient's special day.
Automation and AI won't just assist us with our illnesses. It can also help us lead more fulfilled lives. Take dating, for example. According to a 2019 study by Stanford University sociologists, most American couples now meet through online dating.
It's an efficient process, though perhaps too efficient for some. Some users complain that online dating doesn't offer the same authenticity as striking up a natural conversation with a stranger in person.
But in the Netflix docuseries, The Future Of, technologists envision dating apps working differently one day. As AI software grows more robust, it can orchestrate meet-cutes that feel authentic. Based on your interests and the qualities you find attractive, the app will arrange a blind date.
Instead of swiping through various profiles, you'll indicate you're available to meet another single within a mile of your home at 8 p.m. tonight. The app may then direct you to a charming local restaurant and instruct you to sit at the end of the bar.
A moment later, an attractive stranger slides into the empty seat next to you and introduces themselves.
Over the course of the night, you might even enjoy delicious food and drinks made from robotic chefs and bartenders. They cook steak to your precise specifications and mix your drink exactly as you like it.
Unless it's a particularly upscale restaurant where the food and drinks are still made by humans. Because in a world dominated by automation, some futurists predict we may place greater value on quality craftsmanship.
You may be able to get a pizza made by robots anywhere for a cheap price, but if you want a Neapolitan slice handmade by a chef using his family's age-old recipe, you may have to splurge. In fact, we're already seeing low-tech artisan goods being sold as luxury items.
At a recent MIT conference, Facebook AI researcher Yann LeCun showed the audience two photos, a Blu-ray DVD player and a handmade ceramic bowl. He emphasized how complicated the DVD player was to make. It involved robots putting together hundreds of parts in a high-tech factory. By contrast, people have been making ceramic bowls using clay on a wheel for centuries.
Then he revealed the price tags. Despite being a much simpler object, the bowl was selling for $750, while the DVD player was only $47. As we're increasingly surrounded by mass-produced things, artisan goods are becoming more valuable, as are the people who create them.
In a world where robots are doing most jobs, people will have more time to make artisanal goods like these. In fact, they'll be freed up to do all sorts of things that bring them joy, like play sports, cook, and create art. And with more time on our hands, we'll be able to enjoy these leisure activities together.
Thanks to multiple behavioral studies, we know increased social interaction makes us happier and healthier. According to psychologist Emma Seppala, connecting with others helps us overcome stress and increases our empathy.
It also increases our blood flow, which means fewer people will suffer from anxiety and inflammation. That will likely result in fewer cases of cancer, diabetes, and depression.
And in this bright future, it will be easier and safer to meet up with friends and family because we'll be getting around with the help of driverless cars.
As technology advances, Stanford University researcher Sebastian Krier predicts self-driving cars will be much safer than human drivers and less prone to accidents. After all, robots don't drink and drive, and they can be programmed to stay under the speed limit, which are the main causes of accidents today.
When you ride in a driverless vehicle, your car might stop to pick up another passenger headed to the same destination. Increased carpooling will ease traffic and pollution.
A recent study by the University of California, Davis, estimated the use of driverless cars could result in 1.5 billion less vehicles on the streets. And if they're all electric, they could cut global carbon emissions in half.
In the same report, UC Davis professor Lewis Fulton predicted autonomous vehicles will also lessen the need for parking lots and garages, since cars will just cruise around the block until they're summoned for a ride. As a result, lot space can be reallocated to parks, housing, and cafes.
That's a big change for urban areas lacking enough homes and open spaces. In Los Angeles County, for example, 14% of the land is devoted to parking. If that real estate was repurposed into apartments, it could help the city provide more sustainable homes for more than 66,000 unhoused people living in LA as of 2020.
Of course, driverless cars come with their own challenges, like, say, how we'll pay for rides. In an automated world, we'll have to find new sources of income other than work.
Futurists like Stuart Russell and Martin Ford say governments will get more creative with how they charge and reallocate their taxes. We may even tax robots, or more specifically, the profits they generate.
Surprisingly, even tech mogul Bill Gates is a supporter of this idea.
Once nations collect these taxes, they'll have to find a way to distribute the money to citizens. Many economists are keen on the idea of a universal basic income, or UBI.
UBI would guarantee that citizens receive a regular payment from their government. It's like an allowance, except from the state. The idea is supported by liberals and conservatives alike and has already been tested in some regions. For example, from 1974 to 1979, Canadians in the farming town of Dauphin participated in a basic income experiment. Each family received monthly payments ranging from between 100 to 500 Canadian dollars.
The program seemed to improve townspeople's health. Doctors' visits and hospitalizations decreased, while high school graduation rates increased. Canadian social scientist Evelyn Forget says the guaranteed income gave Dauphinians stability and predictability that improved the quality of their lives.
Today, the largest and longest-running UBI experiment is happening in Kenya. Since 2016, the charity Give Directly has distributed monthly payments to over 20,000 Kenyans in rural communities.
Each adult receives about $22 a month for 12 years. Given that the average Kenyan only makes about $600 a month, these modest payments are proving helpful, both short and long term.
The program isn't scheduled to finish until 2028, but economists are encouraged by what they've seen so far. Families increased their annual spending by hundreds of dollars, boosting the regional economy. They also built up their savings.
Despite some critics' concerns, the trial didn't appear to raise inflation or provoke resentment from nearby villagers left out of the program. Perhaps that's because the UBI recipients didn't just boost their own communities. They also spent money in neighboring towns.
A financial safety net like UBI could reduce and potentially eliminate poverty over time.
As we've seen, automation doesn't have to trigger an apocalypse. Even though robots and algorithms will become bigger parts of our lives, experts believe people are ultimately in control of their destiny.
If we implement safety measures now, we can shape a brighter future for ourselves. We can have more diverse teams working on robots and algorithms, ensuring they're programmed with less bias. And when these machines create a world without work, countries can implement policies like UBI to ensure a stable source of income for all.
It's easy to miss just how many robots and algorithms already permeate every corner of our lives, from social media to banking, healthcare, and entertainment. And in the decades to come, we'll only see this presence grow as new products change the world around us in the most unimaginable ways.
Today's sci-fi concepts, like lab-grown meats and organs, will become tomorrow's reality. The question is, will this future be a satisfying one, or will it rob us of the nuances that make us human?
Find out next time when we explore the next frontier of future tech, artificiality.
Thanks for tuning in to Conspiracy Theories. You can find all episodes of Conspiracy Theories and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify.
We'll be back next time with a new episode.
Until then, remember, the truth isn't always the best story.
And the official story isn't always the truth.
Conspiracy Theories is a Spotify original from Parcast. Executive producers include Max and Ron Cutler. Sound design by Brendan Hawkins, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Nick Johnson, Trent Williamson, Freddie Rivera, and Carly Madden. This episode of Conspiracy Theories was written by Ben Hanani, edited by Lori Gottlieb and Mackenzie Moore, fact-checked by Haley Milliken, researched by Bradley Klein, and produced by Bruce Katovich. Conspiracy Theory stars Molly Brandenburg and Carter Roy.